for love.
Another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host, Jeffrey Bennett, for the hour. Glad to have you here this evening. Welcome. And you're listening to this program live on this seventh day of January 2011, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Seventh day, January 2011. It was some 32 years ago at just, well, probably about a half hour from now, about break time at the bottom of this hour, my daughter will have been born. And so, I don't even get to see her on her birthday. She's going out to dinner with the sperm donor. We're going to have the kids for a couple hours, but that's the best part of it, is having the grandkids for a couple of hours. Well, it's been an interesting week. The new Congress got seated. What a joke. Representative Boehner has instantly come out and said, oh, I have no reason to question the legitimacy of the birth of the President of the United States. I've talked in depth to the people in Hawaii, and I'm convinced that's where he was born, blah, 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 blah. Well, where you were born is one thing. There are other criteria, such as family and citizens of your family and et cetera, specifically as relates to the father. And his father weren't any citizen. We've watched the Dow Jones Industrial get driven up quite handsomely this week, although it did close down 23 points today. But they ended the week at 11,675 points. NASDAQ off 7 today at 2703. S&P 500 down 2 at 1272. Global Dow is down 10 points. Gold is off another couple of bucks in the aftermarket. Currently holding at $1,370 an ounce in oil. Well, oil has come down a little bit, but it's still at $88.48 a barrel. And that, it's just about all I've got to say about anything economic related. When we come back from the break, we are going to pick up where we left off yesterday and attempt to answer the question, who brought the slaves to America? Stay with us, won't you?
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you will turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have
Sassy Sarah. Oh, yeah, true. To be dear, but blah, 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 blah. Welcome back to the Friday installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Interesting. I've been flipping around on and off with various news things all day long, and you know, Fox News keeps promoting the Republican side of things. You go over to CNN, they keep bringing Nancy Pelosi out. They keep interviewing her. It's like, don't make me gag, please. Didn't I have to look at her enough? Oh, Plastic Patty. Those teeth don't even look real. Anyway. For decades, the white people of America have been subjected to a continual barrage from blacks and others that you and I are somehow responsible for the African slave trade and that we need to atone for our sins. God. Over the last probably 10, 15 years, there's been more discussion about the possibility of reparations for blacks. As a matter of fact, there was some legislation introduced in the 111th Congress that specifically had earmarked the family of some 400, the families of some 400 black farmers who had been given some ill treatment and therefore were eligible for some other form of reparations. Reparations are still robbing from Peter to pay Paul. There are a good number of flaws with reparation discussions and with the idea that we are somehow responsible for the African slave trade. We began to discuss it last night that the slave trade, the African slave trade, basically began in this country back in the 1400s and 1500s and 1600s. This is 2011, my friends. Very few white people, you must understand, ever owned slaves. Slavery was a rich man's pursuit. Slavery did not exist amongst the middle and working classes of white people. But secondly, even if every single one of us who had an ancestor who owned slaves, which is a pretty unlikely proposition, it would make little sense to blame the children for the supposed sins of our forefathers. Think of it, my friends. It is a fact that blacks sold their own kind into slavery, although with our discussion of last night, we realized that they were probably made drunk and conned into selling their own kind into slavery. So much for the value of trinkets. That because all of this is the case, blacks are every bit as much to blame for slavery as are the so-called whites. Fourthly, European whites did not bring the slaves to America. On the contrary, it was the Asiatic Jews who brought the slaves here. And I will share with you that a personage of recognition such as Louis Farrakhan has also pointed that issue out. And so to return to our story of last evening, you remember Aaron Lopez, the Spanish Jew who had control of over more than half of the combined deals in the colonies of Rhode Island with Newport. That became quite well known. And as we came to the conclusion of last night's program, we introduced you to a Rabbi Morris Gutstein, who had written a book called The Story of the Jews in Newport, who attempted to remove the facts of the Jewish control of the slave trade and the ownership of the ships. He maintained that there was not any evidence that Jews were connected with the slave trade. But it becomes imperative to prove that the Jew was indeed connected with the slave trading, especially so since this rabbi insists that they'd made great contributions and how very blessed their residence became for the city of Newport, Rhode Island. Oh, surely Rabbi Gutstein will allow us the time to present the facts, which he seemed so unable or unwilling to find. Now, when we turn to just one report out of the Chamber of Commerce, out of the Rhode Island colony in the year 1764, we find, for instance, that in the year 1723, a few merchants in Newport devised the idea to send a Newport rum to the coast of Africa. It developed into such a great export that in the matter of a few years, several thousand hogsheads of rum went in that direction. And to which purpose did that rum serve? The Carnegie Institute in D.C. presents and makes public authentic documents entitled Documents Illustrative of the History of the Slave Trade in America. Now, I'm going to take a little bit of time here and attempt to present some facts from this particular collection of original documents. We're going to spend a little time scrutinizing them, maybe a little bit closer range. Oh, not at all to prove the heretofore Rabbis Gutstein in error. No, in this collection of the First American Institute of Learning, we evaluate the capital of Rhode Island, which contributed the main share of the public documentation regarding the slave trading. Here we find documented the recipients of the numerous shipping letters, also letters to the slave dealers and correspondence to the ship's captains, who were about 15% Jew themselves, by the way. And they were all living in Newport. Among these, we find, for instance, the Jew Isaac Elisar. He wrote a letter to Captain Christopher Champlin on February the 6th, 1763, stating that he would like to be an agent for a load of slaves. And then follows the Jew Abraham Perrier Mendez, one of the main slave dealers. Jacob Rod Rivera, the father-in-law of Aaron Lopez. Then there's Aaron Lopez himself. Oh, many, many other Jews. And although we have considered Aaron Lopez on numerous occasions throughout this two-part program, the size of this documented treatise limits us. We cannot describe all of the writers concerned in the slavery-dealing correspondence, their names, the special date, but we will study the documentation of the Carnegie Institute itself, keeping Aaron Lopez in mind. We wish to see what in the main this Jew was pursuing and what his business really was, all due to the fact that Rabbi Morris Gutstein presented him as a lofty and fine civilian of Newport who was so generous and even made contributions to welfare. In a great number of published original unprejudiced writings in the Carnegie Institute, we find that Aaron Lopez pursued a tremendous commerce in rum with the African coast in exchange for slaves. We discussed that at length yesterday. Those irrefutable facts are as follows. June 22nd, 1764, a letter by Captain William Stead, or Steed, S-T-E-A-D, to Aaron Lopez. July 22nd, 1765, a letter by Aaron Lopez to Captain Nathaniel Briggs. July 22nd, 1765, a letter to Captain Abraham All. February 4th, 1766, a letter to Captain William Steed, once again by Lopez. March 7th, 1766, a letter by Captain William Steed to Aaron Lopez. February 20th, 1766, a letter by Lopez to Steed. And again on October 8th of 1766 and February 9th of 1767, letters from Captain Steed to Aaron Lopez. Those are just some of the documents that actually lie in the Carnegie Institute. And aside from all of these, there are similar statements out there, or out of letters by Lopez in the original, where he directed to the captains Henry Kruger, David Mill, Henry White, Thomas Dolbear, William Moore. Indeed, one letter by Captain William Moore to Aaron Lopez and company is quite revealing. Special mention at this point. We wish to remark on the main contents of the letter, in which Captain Moore writes, quote, "I wish to advise you that your ship Anne docked here night before last with 112 slaves, consisting of 35 men, 16 large youths, 21 small boys, 29 women, 2 grown girls, 9 small girls, and I assure you this is such a one rum cargo," meaning rum in exchange for slaves, "which I have not yet encountered. Among the entire group, there may be 5 to which one could take exception." The date of that letter was November 27, 1773. Well, we have not yet concluded this story, my friends, because of, well, there's lots of excerpts, there's lots of compilations. If you got nothing better to do and you're going to be in the area, drop into Carnegie Institute. Do the research, do the studies for yourself. You don't need me to do it all. November 29th, 1767. The Jew Abraham Pereira Mendez, who had been cheated by one of his kind from Charleston, where he had journeyed to better control his black cargo, wrote to Aaron Lopez at Newport and stated, "These Negroes, which Captain Abraham All delivered to me, were in such poor condition, due to the poor transportation, that I was forced to sell 8 boys and girls for a mere 72 pounds, 2 others for 45 pounds, and 2 women each for 35 pounds. That, of course, is English money. Stay with us. Oh, there's so much more to come in this marvelous journey.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-332-2000. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You know, this piece of music, I think, is apropos. This kind of a saxophone sound is just very jazzy. I mean, and isn't that what the good rabbi was doing, is jazzing us, trying to tell us what a great guy Aaron Lopez was? We just finished telling you the story about how Abraham Mendez, Jew, was very angry with Lopez and felt that he'd been cheated. He accused Lopez of cheating him. And the letter we've just shared with you delineates to us that this generous and fine citizen of Newport, Lopez, was insatiable in his greed for money. That's what caused the Rabbi Gutstein to present this nobleman, Aaron Lopez, to pursue his objectionable methods. Negroes presented to him were merely a commodity. Now, in all the letters which the Carnegie Institute published, they stressed the lack of human sympathy for the poor Negro slaves. This lack of feeling and compassion for the abused and pitiful blacks at the hands of their Jewish dealers, and that's what they were, dealers, can be read out of the diary of a captain who manned a ship owned by Aaron Lopez. The entries concern a trip from the African coast to Charleston. Moreover, they are authentic documents published by the Carnegie Institute in D.C., calling attention to an organization which had heretofore known little or nothing about. Neither had they encountered further publicity in books or newspapers. Therefore, it is not to be wondered at that the facts of the leading share of American Jews in the slave trade could be pointed out as a monopoly. And unknown to the non-Jewish Americans, including the great masses of people all over the world. Others, however, acquainted with the facts, had good reason to remain painfully quiet. Captain of another ship, the Otello, or Othello, if you wish, makes the following entries in his diary. February 6th, one man drowned in the process of loading. March 18th, two women went overboard because they had not been locked up. April 6th, one man dead with flux, an illness. April 13th, one woman dead with flux. May 7th, one man dead with flux. June 16th, one man dead by Cap Henry. June 21st, one man dead by James Fluss. We're assuming that these are hands on the ship that wound up killing a slave. July 5th, woman dead with fever. July 6th, one girl sick for months, died. See, this particular vessel was on its journey for 5 months. What terrible and unspeakable suffering was the lot of these millions of blacks who were torn with brutal force from their friendly African huts, jammed together like animals below deck, and then sold with less concern than selling a a head of cattle or even a head of lettuce. Small wonder that 10 of them died, being purchased for just a few bucks and then sold for the sum of $2,000 apiece. Well, some Negroes managed, through insurrection, to gain control of one or another ship and turned it around with full sails toward their African home. The crew of one slave ship, Three Friends, for instance, tortured their black cargo in such a manner that the Negroes reciprocated in a bloody rebellion. They killed the captain and the entire crew and threw the dead overboard, and then they sailed back to Africa where they had barely escaped their hard-won freedom. And a similar fate struck the slave ship Amistad. Among the slaves was the son of an enemy tribal chief. Once the ship was underway, he schemed with his compatriots to attack the ship's crew. And following a bloody battle, they managed to capture the captain. The Negro prince forced him to turn back to Africa, and then in the evening, under cover of darkness, he changed his course, zigzagged for months until he came close to the American coast, and then encountered a government ship. All this took place in the year 1839, when slave trading was already forbidden and illegal. But the Jews kept trading in slaves. The Negro slaves were freed. The captain was punished. These type sea voyages were not without danger when they had black cargo, which accounts for the fact that the Jews almost always engaged non-Jewish captains. Now, the slave dealers preferred to remain in their offices. They counted the fat winnings following each journey. People like Lopez, who left his heirs one of the largest fortunes in the New England area. Now, when you review the documented facts, it's important that one always remembers that it was a lucky captain who did not lose more than 9 out of 19 slaves on a return trip. Equally important to remember that these poor black creatures had to lie in human excrement for the entire trip. Think of it. No wonder sickness and disease took such a high toll. Oh, I'm sure that there's some of you out there who are saying, well, who cares? I'm just a bunch of coloreds anyway. That would be the mindset as the brain dead, of course. Stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Richard Connick in Manhattan a few years ago. Brother, can you spare a dime? Yeah. Time allowing, we're going to talk a little bit about dimes tonight. But we come near the end of our story, attempting to answer the questions, who brought the slaves to America? Who profited? Who benefited? It wasn't my forefathers. You know, you begin to realize some of the numbers we gave you yesterday. Approximately 110 million black people were captured and removed from their homeland in Africa. Only 11 million of those black slaves ever reached the colonies alive. And yet the Jews still to this day talk about the Germans and Adolf Hitler and how 6 million Jews were exterminated during World War II. It is the greatest lie ever perpetrated upon the people of the world, whereas the story of the black slaves is documented. Documented with truth. And the evidence is still out there for people of the world to see. Right there at the Carnegie Institute of Technology in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Oh, there's other documentation, I suppose you could see by going to the various Holocaust museums around the world. Did Jews suffer in World War II? Absolutely they did. Did Catholics and Christians and Lutherans and Baptists and everything else suffer? And Hindustanis and Buddhists, etc.? Yes, all of them did. As I mentioned yesterday, I get so angry when I have to listen to these stories about, but you know it's the truth, I have the tattoo right here to prove it. They're concerned about the fact that they were tattooed and numbered, and yet, but they never had any concerns about the fact that their forefathers tattooed blacks, that they were trafficking in slave trade, bringing them over. They tattooed them with a branding iron. But say, I suppose they just say, who cares? That is their attitude. My friends, this is the kind of program that is not going to endear me to Mr. Foxman nor his ilk. And I frankly don't care. I have spent a good number of years on the airwaves. I do satirical things. I get very borderline pornographic with my language, my innuendos. which, by the way, the word innuendo is not Italian for homosexual, even though it sounds like it is. I relish teaching history. I guess I got that love from my fifth grade teacher, Donald Adair. The Jews have engaged in the practice of removing and destroying all documentation which would ultimately be damaging to Jews. They've been doing this for centuries. Truth, however, truth which bears fact cannot remain covered or hidden forever, and more results are being disclosed by those of us who intend to free America of these sons of the devil. All that we have shared with you thus far was obtained from the Carnegie Institute of Learning, which today is known as the Carnegie Institute of Technology. Or it was at one time. Who knows what they call it today? Here is a partial list of some of the slave ships that, by documentation, can be determined were owned by Jews. Abigail was owned by Aaron Lopez and Moses Levy and Jacob Franks. The Crown, owned by Isaac Levy and Nathan Simpson. The Nassau, by Moses Levy. The Four Sisters, by Moses Levy. Anne and Eliza, a couple other ships, by Justice Bosch and John Abrams. The Prudent Betty, by Henry Kruger and Jacob Phoenix. The Hesta, by Mordecai and David Gomez. Elizabeth, by David and Mordecai Gomez. The Antigua, by Nathan Marston and Abram Lael. The Betsy, owned by William DeWolf. The Polly, by James DeWolf. White Horse, by John Disvitz. The Expedition, by John and Jacob Roosevelt. Charlotte, by Moses and Sam Levy and Jacob Franks. And the Caracalla, by Moses and Sam Levy. Slave runners also owned by the Jews were the La Fortuna, the Hannah, the Sally, the Venue. And some of the Jews of Newport and Charleston who were engaged in the distillery or slavery trade, or both, were Isaac Gomez and Haman Levy, Jacob Mulhado, Naftali Myers, David Hart, Joseph Jacobs, Moses Ben Franks, Moses Gomez, Isaac Diaz, Benjamin Levy, David Yesufin, Jacob Pinto, Jacob Turk, Daniel Gomez, James Lucana, Jan de Svitz, Felix Chacha de Sousa, known as the Prince of Slavers and second only to Aaron Lopez, Simeon Potter, Isaac Eliezer, Jacob Rod, Rodriguez Rivera, Chaim Isaac Carregal, Abraham Toro, Moses Hayes, Moses Lopez, Judah Toro. Judah. Abraham Mendez, Abraham Al. My friends, you have to remember these facts. Of some 600 ships back in the 1700s leaving the port of Newport, more than 300 of them were engaged in the slave trade, over half. A typical cargo of one single ship, the La Fortuna, was 217 slaves, which cost about $4,300 to buy and were subsequently sold for $41,438. Only somewhere between 10 and 15% of the slave ship captains were Jews, not wanting to subject themselves to the rigors of a 6 month, 3, 4, 5, 6 month journey. Usually 2.5 to 3 months over and 2.5 to 3 months back, after they bribed the tribal owners with some gold dust and some plastic beads that they probably picked up at Mardi Gras up in Las Vegas or something. Oh no, the Jews prefer to stay at home and just continue said distillery operations, which continue to supply rum and whiskey to the Indians for and the natives for many years at a very great profit. There is much documentation that goes along with this story. I won't share it all with you, but I'll share a few key ones. Elizabeth Donen, writing in a four-volume set, documented the illustrative history of the history of slave trade to America. Carnegie, we've of course mentioned on numerous occasions. Adventures of an African Slaver by Malcolm Cowley, published in 1928. The Story of the Jews in Newport by the good Rabbi Goodstein. The Jew Discovers in America by Hammer Kleins. Plot Against the Church by Maurice Pinier. These are just some of the documented bibliography, as it were. How about Protocol for World Conquest? Protocol for World Conquest, written in 1956, get this, by the Central Conference of American Rabbis behind communism by Frank L. Britton. As mentioned yesterday when we opened this program, we cannot undertake even this brief history of the modern Jew without taking note of a phenomenon which has confounded Gentile societies for 20 centuries. The ability of the Jewish people to collectively retain their identity despite centuries of exposure to Christian civilization. To any student of Judaism, or to the Jews themselves, this phenomenon is partly explained by the fact that Judaism is neither mainly a religion nor mainly a racial matter, nor yet is it simply a matter of nationality. Rather, it is all three. It's kind of a holy Jewish trinity, as it were. Judaism is best described as a nationality built on the twin pillars of race and religion. All this is closely related to another aspect of Judaism, the persecution myth. What are you talking? We had nothing to do with bringing the slaves over here. Yeah? Read your own history, Chaim. Since first appearing in history, we find the Jews always propagating the idea that they are an abused and persecuted people. And this idea is, and always has been, central in their way of thinking. Why do you think they have a wailing wall? The myth of persecution is the adhesive and the cement of Judaism. Without it, the Jews would have long since ceased to exist. Their racial, religious nationality notwithstanding, and as we have discussed in numerous series over the years in my broadcast career, those who would call themselves Jews don't have a drop of Jewish blood in them. Read your history. Go ahead. Oh, it is a fact that Jewish people have suffered numerous hardships in the course of their history, but this is true of most other people as well. The chief difference is that the Jews have kept score. It's like Howard Cosell sitting up in a broadcast booth. Hey, look at that monkey run. We got this score. The game is tied at 20 all. All we need is one field goal and they'll win the game. The Jews have kept score. They have made a tradition of persecution. The casual slaughter of thousands of Christians is remembered by very few in 50 years. But a disability visited upon by a few Jews is preserved forever in their histories. And they tell their woes not only to themselves, but to a sympathetic world as well, which they seem to have much to do with creating and controlling. And so next time somebody hits you with the reparation tango, tell them if they feel that they're in need of reparations to go knocking on the door of their nearby rabbi and tell them you want to meet with the elders at the temple or whatever, the synagogue. Say, maybe your ancestors done brought my brothers over here and sold them into slavery. I'm being facetious, of course, my friends. But it needs to be discussed. And that is what we've attempted to do here these last two evenings, these 6th and 7th days of January 2011, to attempt to answer that question for you. Who brought the slaves to America? Who profited? And remember, some of these people were agents of that, our old nemesis, the Rothschilds. Now, allow me to spend a few minutes before the break that I badly need. 2 days ago, on January the 5th, I posted our daily headlines on our website, republictradinggroupinternational.com. As many of you know, Tuesday evening, after I had finished hosting Bob Chapman for 2 hours on John's program, I spent the next hour discussing silver. Silver in concept, as investment, as a protectionist, as a survival mechanism. We talked about silver rounds and eagles and maple leafs and junk silver. Well, obviously some people weren't listening. All right, minor issue. Not everyone can be expected to listen all the time. And I began working with one of my suppliers, talking to him about bags of junk silver. Now, the first thing is, I misquoted a price on the air the other night, which I'm horribly embarrassed about having done. I think at that time I said that, oh yeah, bags of junk silver were costing just under 50 cents an ounce over spot. Oh, that was terrible. I would not have charged that to anyone as soon as I realized the mistake. But the fact of the matter is, we put together an advertisement which we posted on the website. You can still find that advertisement by going to republictradinggroupinternational.com, clicking on this week's treasure hunt, or you can open up the article at the top called Junk Isn't Junk. It will give you the most amazing description and display and commentary about junk silver. Now, we've also taken that advertisement and put it into the main body of that column, something I never do, but I've done it. I don't care if you buy junk silver from us or not. Certainly educate yourself by reading the column, Junk Isn't Junk. I'm probably going to leave it there throughout the weekend, and beginning Monday we'll start doing headlines again. But the reason I bring this up is I've actually had two people who've contacted me and said, I want to buy a bag of silver for $1,000. I'll take that $1,000 bag. Well, as I began to talk with these people or correspond by email, I began to realize that both of these people thought they were going to buy a bag of junk silver for $1,000. It's simple mathematics, people. It is a $1,000 face value. When we come back, I will finish the description, but I got to run down the hall right now. Be back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
That evening sun go down. We are back for the final moments tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Sharing with you a little bit about this little conflagration we had with junk silver. It is $1,000 bag. $1,000 bag of junk silver does not sell for $1,000. That is called face value, which means it contains either 10,000 dimes, 4,000 quarters, or 2,000 half dollars, albeit each one of those bags in any combination contains 715, that's 715 ounces of silver. And it's priced accordingly. Currently, as of today, January the 7th, it's selling for in excess of 21 times its face value. I had people that honestly called up wanting to buy a $1,000 bag. Number one, none of our suppliers will allow us to ship a $1,000 value bag. That would be less than 1/20th of a bag. They're not doing it. I can offer full bags or half bags. That's the, you know, tightest breakdown I can do. A half a bag would be considered a $500 face value bag. I've had to go back into the website and clarify that because obviously some folks are having a difficult time understanding it. People who have been around that I had assumed understood. But I guess you don't try to assume too much. Currently, at least as of through earlier today, we were still able to offer junk bags of silver for 20 cents per ounce over spot. 20 cents per ounce, 715 ounces times spot, and then you add 20, so it takes 750. You figure it out. It's just not that difficult. But right now, a full bag is running somewhere north of 21,000. No, I'm sorry, I don't even have my numbers in front of me. It's up there. It's no big deal. 20,000 something, 21,000, I can't remember. It's a heck of a buy. It is the least expensive way to buy silver I know of. And I will tell you that you're actually buying silver for less than spot. Now you go figure that one out. It's great. It's a phenomenal buy. Yeah. You're buying silver for less than spot. I think I've got a bag available for somewhere around $20,700. If you've been doing shopping for it, you know it's a great buy. It's a great way to support the network. It's a great way to put a lot of silver in your hands. Any questions? You can always give me a call, 800-691-7898. Oh, yeah, I'm usually around on the weekends, on and off, but I'm around. So it's been an interesting week. We'll see what the second week of the year brings beginning Monday. Hope you'll stay tuned in to RBN over the course of the weekend. And any questions about the subject matter of this program, it is solely my responsibility. No one else's. They don't control what I talk about. They don't edit it. Because they know where I'm coming from and where I'm going. You can do your own investigation, your own studies, but the good Lord says it's time to go. I hear Mel Torme singing all that jazz without apology. I am Jeffrey Bennett. And all that jazz. You have got the lips that suit my taste. And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you, yes, I got you. I got you and all that jazz. And all that jazz.
The next round of the worst.